Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball towards left. Shelby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Shelby. Carter moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first. Double play. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiggins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. There goes Tabler. The throw from Dempsey to second, and Tabler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Allenson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Allenson. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dennis Martinez now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allenson moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroem fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Wiggins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing right field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rayford is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Juan Bonilla now playing second base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.